Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Axel Voigt and basketball coach Jason Tynan after a couple of wins in the TV alternate. Coach, we'll just go one by one here, starting off with your opening round win against Frankfurt. You guys win that one 59-35. Your overall thoughts on the contest?
We started off a little slow, a little sluggish for first quarter. Frankfurt did a good job of keeping us out of transition, taking care of the ball. The second quarter, we kind of got going, got on a little roll, and you know, we're able to attack it out in transition and play fast like we kind of want, like we want to. We did a really good job at defending in the half court, something we kind of been stressing in practice, and so it was good to kind of see some of the things we've been working on and kind of focus on in practice come to fruition out on the court. You know, give the boys credit. They did an awesome job of understanding what we needed to do to come out with a win there.
Yeah, and then in the game against Troy, you guys were able to take down the 1-3-1 defense that Troy runs so well.
Yeah, you know, they do a really good job of creating turnovers, and we kind of talked about that with the boys, is that, you know, they had 23 points a game off of their turnovers they created, and we need to do a better job of taking care of the ball and making sure we made smart passes and step to our pass. And we've been like, and one of the things that we kind of really stressed in that game, we struggle at times containing dribble penetration, and we did a really good job of keeping the ball in front, and we forced 29 turnovers ourselves or 28 turnovers ourselves. So that was we kind of flipped the script on them a little bit there. We attacked, used their aggression to our advantage, and we attacked and we got to the free throw line 25 times as well.
And Coach Isaac Detweiler, if my tally is correct, he had 20 points with 19 of those in the second half, and he just had a fantastic fourth quarter as well, making his free throws. He was doing a little bit of everything right.
Yeah, and you know, there's some things we can go over in practice and we can go there, but players make plays, and you know, we are fortunate enough to have a couple players, a lot of players that have that ability. It's just any given night. Isaac made plays down the stretch that night, and picked up some teammates. We had a stretch there where we dropped down four. Colin Shaughnessy doing the little things that nobody really noticed. Dives on the floor, saves the ball, kicks it out to Isaac, and he hits the three. And you know, that's what you need your senior to do in that situation. Step up, make plays down the stretch.
Absolutely. Now you got to take on a Clifton Clyde team that you've already faced earlier on in the season, back on January 6th, falling 50-41. What are some things that you're trying to learn from that game and try to make improvements to win in the semifinal round coming up?
I think we were down 22 going into the fourth quarter, and then we kind of just let loose and kind of, you know, went for broke there, and we hit a lot of shots and played really fast, and we crawled back within six, I think, at one point, and had the chance to cut it even more. We were at the free throw line with a 1-1 to cut it to four, and we missed the front end of the 1-1. And so the big thing is just consistency with the offense. They do a really good job of keeping you out of the paint. We got to find ways to you know, slow down and not take the outside shots so soon. We got to defensively. I thought we were fine there that night. Got to do a little bit better job of stopping dribble penetration. Long did a good job of getting into the rim and getting to the free throw line. So it'll be a good matchup. We're ready for the challenge, and we got a couple days here to work on it. So hopefully we can put a good game plan together, and we can go relax, have fun, and enjoy the moment.
Yeah, should be a good time. Friday, 6 o'clock here on KMZA. We'll be broadcasting the one Clifton Clyde and Axel. Coach, good luck.
All right, thanks, Jared.
Jason Tynan, head coach of the Axel Eagles boys basketball team. Looking forward to calling that one. Should be a lot of fun. The semifinals of the TVL tournament. This locker room chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axel Branch, and B&D Building.